This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. The National Hurricane Center said Sunday that Tropical Storm Barry is moving over western Louisiana with maximum sustained winds of 75 kilometers per hour. But Barry's primary threat is life-threatening flooding rains, as 15 to 30 centimeters of rain are expected in the south-central part of the state, with some areas receiving as much as 50 centimeters. Governor John Bel Edwards urged residents to be prepared for high waters flowing from northern Louisiana.
Nobody should look out their door and say, well, the water isn't rising now, so I think they're overestimating it. This is going to happen not just as rain falls in the immediate vicinity over the next number of hours, but as rain falls north as well, because all of that rain is going to flow south.
Edwards and President Trump both declared a state of emergency for Louisiana. Hong Kong police used batons and pepper spray against demonstrators Sunday in a town near the Chinese border. Tens of thousands of protesters marched through Sha Tin in sweltering heat in opposition to what they see as China's creeping influence in Hong Kong.
The difference from the umbrella movement happened 5 years ago. Most of the protesters came out because of their own choice, but not by any political parties. And we came out because of a simple urge, the freedom of Hong Kong, and also the retraction of extradition bill proposed by the Hong Kong government.
The weekly protests were originally mounted to display opposition to that bill, which would have allowed for the extradition of Hong Kong criminal suspects to mainland China. On Saturday, a largely peaceful demonstration in a town close to the Chinese border turned violent as protesters hurled umbrellas and hard hats at police, who retaliated by swinging batons and firing pepper spray. This is VOA News. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are expected to launch a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. The campaign, confirmed Friday by President Trump, is expected to focus on hundreds of families in cities including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York. ICE agents will target mostly Central Americans who are on an accelerated docket of immigration court cases. The former British ambassador to the U.S. believed President Trump's withdrawal from the Iranian nuclear deal was an act of diplomatic vandalism against his predecessor Barack Obama, according to newly leaked memos published Sunday in a British newspaper. The Mail published the memos from Kim Darroch. Last week, it published other leaked memos from Darroch about Trump, in which the diplomat described the U.S. leader as inept, insecure, and incompetent, and his administration as uniquely dysfunctional. Darroch resigned from his post Wednesday after the publication of the leaked diplomatic cables and Trump's Twitter attack about them. High-level delegations from India and Pakistan met Sunday to discuss what is named the Kartarpur Corridor, the number and safety of Sikh pilgrims to one of their holiest sites, as well as infrastructure, were among the issues on the agenda. The temple in Pakistan is believed to have been built on the final resting place of Guru Nanak, the founder of the Sikh religion, who died in the 16th century. Mohammed Faisal, chief of the Pakistani delegation, said both sides have resolved most of the issues and another meeting would be required before a final agreement is reached.
We had in-depth and productive discussions on the proposed draft agreement and agreed to expeditiously finalize the modalities for operationalizing the Kartarpur Sahib corridor in time for the 550th anniversary celebrations.
India and Pakistan are aiming to make the corridor operational by November, ahead of the commemoration of the 550th birth anniversary of Guru Nanak. At least 10 people have died and thousands of shanty homes have been destroyed since April by monsoon rains in overcrowded Rohingya refugee camps in Bangladesh's southeast, officials said Sunday. Bangladesh's meteorological department said the Cox's Bazar district, home to nearly 1 million Rohingya Muslims who have fled a military crackdown in Myanmar, has seen at least 58.5 centimeters of rain since July 2nd. New York City officials said power was restored to Manhattan's West Side shortly before midnight Saturday after a transformer explosion earlier that evening knocked out power to some 72,000 customers. Traffic lights went out, subways and elevators stalled, and air conditioners quit working. The lights even went out on Broadway. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.